T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
We now return to Hub Arkish and Olin Krutz live from the 37th Annual Chicago Golf Show, presented by French Lick Resort on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Top of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Basketball. Join the Wildcats at Welsh Ryan Arena for their regular season finale against Penn State on March 7th. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Our good buddy Herb Lawrence, one of the best producers in Chicago radio, probably pulling his hair out back in the studio right now. Herb, I'm sorry. I lost the read on my screen, and then we got folks talking to us because there's such a great crowd out here at the Chicago Golf Show. And we are at the Chicagoland Golf Show at the Donald R. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. And, guys, if you're a golfer, you absolutely want to try and get out here this weekend. It is the 37th annual golf show, and it's Donald E. Stevens. I keep putting an R in the middle of his name. Come out here, guys. You get free golf. You can get some free lessons. You get great deals. Awesome travel destinations and much more. 300 plus vendors to find deals on golf gear, apparel, destinations, and a chance to win great prizes. You can enter and win a golf weekend getaway for two from French Lick Resort at booth 801. It is our friends at French Lick Resort who are presenting the golf show this year, so come on by. I'm Hub Arkish, Olin Krutz alongside. We are in today for Lawrence Holmes filling in, and we're having a really good time. Actually, catching up on some golf. Olin's a bit more of a golfer than I am, but the crowd and the fans out here are just outstanding, and we thank you all for coming out. And, guys, we are going to jump back to the phone lines now for just a moment. We promised some expertise for you, some guests who really know what they're talking about, and a lot of focus on the trenches, on the offensive line these days. Brandon Thorne, you can follow him on Twitter, at Brandon Thorne. NFL studies, he spends all of his time, I think, studying, documenting, shining lights on line play in the NFL, and he is an analyst at the Athletic Denver as well. Brandon, thank you so much for taking time out to join us today. I just got back from the combine last night, and a lot of focus on the big uglies, if you will. Forgive me for that, Olin, but you know it's a term of endearment.
You didn't offend me at all.
Term of endearment for offensive linemen. It is arguably the strongest position group of the draft this year. Saw a lot of really impressive young men in Indianapolis. But, Brandon, I don't know, let's start there. If you would agree, is this one of the better groups of offensive linemen that you've seen in a while?
I definitely think at offensive tackle, especially like the top four or five guys, it's very strong there. And I wouldn't be surprised to see that many guys go in the first round just from tackle alone. And then you can get some, you know, good quality starters on the interior as well. But I think more than anything, it's that top tier of the tackle group that really stands out as being one of the best that I've seen.
Hey, Brandon, Olin here. I know you did a lot of work for Duke Mannyweather, who also trains offensive linemen, kind of like LaCharles Bentley out in Arizona. I think Duke does his work in Texas somewhere. Tell us a few guys you took a deep dive on, a few prospects that you watched, and tell us a little bit about them, because the Chicago Bears now, I think in the second round, they'll be looking for an offensive lineman, either a good mauling offensive guard or maybe a guy who can jump in and tackle for them. So give us a few prospects who you were interested in seeing, maybe some guys who surprised you, and a couple guys that you really studied a lot of tape on and really interest you. Let our listeners know who they should be looking at.
Yeah, so as far as a mauling guy, I got to throw out Damian Lewis, right guard from LSU. So he really stands out to me. He reminded me right away sort of Gabe Jackson coming out of Mississippi State. He's about 6'2", 6'3", like 320. He put up 27 reps yesterday on the bench. He won in 30, didn't get it. But, I mean, you know, that's more of a work ethic thing than anything. Functionally on the field, his strength is very good. And he's a very good run blocker right away, specifically in that sort of a gap scheme. He could block some zone stuff too, but you want that guy pulling, blocking down, double-teaming guys. He could create a lot of movement at the point of attack, and he's a really good finisher as well. Very, very good competitive toughness. He plays. He's a good processor too. He sees games well as far as pass protection. He's not going to be fooled a whole lot. I just think he's a solid guy who could come in right away and play and have a lengthy career. Takes care of himself and all that. Has a great build and everything for being as big as he is. He's in really good shape. So that's a guy who I've taken a liking to. And I've gotten to kind of be around while, you know, I'm here in Indy at the combine right now. So it's been cool to kind of be around him. He's a guy who stands out. And then tackle wise, you know, some of those guys in that top tier that I was talking about, the first guy that jumps out to me is Mekhi Becton from Louisville. So this dude, I mean, he's 6'7", 365. He has, you know, 35-plus inch arms. But the thing about him that makes him really special, I think, because, you know, there's two other guys you can kind of look at to kind of get a comp for him, and that's Orlando Brown from the Ravens and Trent Brown from the Raiders, just guys that are that massive. But for him, it's really unique because his build, he's pretty lean. To be a guy who's 365, you know, being around him and stuff, you would think he's more like 330, 335, but it's just how well he carries his weight. And I think today when they do the drills, his name is going to generate a lot of buzz because he's going to look fluid and smooth out there. He's a really good mover for being that size. And, of course, he uses his length well, and he's just a huge obstacle to get around in pass protection. So that in of itself is going to make him pretty much right away a good pass protector, but the fact that he can move as well as he does, I think, separates him from maybe any guy that we've seen since maybe a guy like Bryant McKinney. I know that people have thrown out that comp before, and I think there's some merit to that. And he's a guy who's thought of very highly from the coaching staff there and things like that, a good kid. You know, he's going to have to just watch his weight and stuff like that because he played heavier than that at Louisville. But he's kind of a freak physically, and he's very a very good finisher as well. This guy gets after it in the run game. In the pass game, he has his highlights are ridiculous. I mean, he's just throwing people around. So I'm really, really excited to see where he goes. I think he has a strong chance of being the first tackle off the board, though, so he'll be gone pretty quick. Jedrick Wills is another guy from Alabama, you know, smaller, but he's not small. He's, you know, he's like 6'5". About, I think he's about 320 or so. He's not doing a lot of working out here today, but just the film wise, very good film. And, you know, he played in SEC, so great competition. And he was dominant this year on film. He really jumped and took his game to another level. So you'd like to see that as well in offensive linemen, just that steady progress. And so I think those might be the two tackles that are one and two off the board. But there's other guys that are going to, I think, generate a lot of buzz today. Josh Jones is another tackle. He kind of reminds me of Ryan Clady. He used to play for the Broncos. He's a very smooth mover in pass protection, redirects very, you know, easily. And, you know, he went to Houston, so he's coming out of a kind of a, you know, a little lesser-known school. But I think he's going to make a name for himself today as well. So those are a few tackles to me that just kind of off the top of my head that really, that, you know, I've watched and that stand out to me.
You know, Brandon, it's funny. I got back from Indy last night, and I knew you were going to mention him, but Mekhi Becton, I always thought that either James Big Cat Williams or Orlando Brown was the biggest human being I'd ever seen until I stood next to Becton on Wednesday. And the stunning thing about him, he's 6'7 and a half, and he weighed in at 365, mm-hmm. but you look at him, and you'd say maybe 315, 320. I mean, the way he carries that weight. And he has an 83-inch wingspan. And you put this kid out at left tackle. And by the way, he's not 21 years old yet. He's still coming up on his 21st birthday. Unfortunately, well, not unfortunately, we're in Chicago, and so unfortunately, Bears ain't getting anywhere near him. But that is absolutely a name to keep a very close eye on. What about Tristan Wirfs, a kid from Iowa, who I really thought leading up to the Senior Bowl, I had him number one on my list, and then I started hearing more and more about Becton. But Wirfs is a name that I've actually started to hear a little bit less about, which surprises me because Iowa offensive linemen tend to do so well at the next level.
Yeah, he definitely belongs in that conversation. I just didn't mention him, but he's a guy who I started watching last year because he generated a lot of attention because he broke, I believe, the all-time record at Iowa for power clean, which broke Brandon Scherf's record. I think it was like 450 or something like that, and he did it like two or three times. So he's a weight room freak. As far as that goes, and he's just a special physical specimen in that regard. And he's, you know, of course, if you go to Iowa, you know, nine times out of ten, you're going to be a technician and fundamentally sound, and he's definitely that. You know, he's not maybe the best mover in pass protection. I don't know if he'll be elite there necessarily, but I think he'll be very good. There's been a lot of talk about him moving inside the guard, kind of like Scherf did. You know, I think that he should definitely get a shot at tackle and kind of prove that he can't play there before you move him inside, because I think he could do it. He's played primarily right tackle, and, you know, in today's NFL, it doesn't really matter if you play left or right. It's kind of equal value at this point. So I think he could just stay there and provide tremendous value to a team. And in the run game, I mean, this dude, he has, like, vice grip for hands. I mean, once he gets his hands on the defender, he drives guys across the field, out of the screen. Just like all of these, you know, highlight reel type of plays, and they're pretty consistent on his film. So he's a really special player as well. I would agree with that for sure. He's a guy I'm a big fan of. I think the three I mentioned and him are probably going to be the first four tackles off the board, I think.
You know, Brandon, a position that I keep talking about for the Bears is kind of a big, strong, mauling guard. They missed that last year when Kyle Long got injured. What about free agents in the NFL? I know you do a lot of work looking over guys. I know Scherf is a guy everybody's going to talk about. I don't think the Redskins will let him out the door, but I could be wrong on that. And I know Tooney from the Patriots, I hope I said his name correctly, but he doesn't excite me much for the Bears. I think he's a very good football player. I just don't think he's a dominating run blocker. Are there any other guys out there on your radar that the Bears could possibly be looking at?
Yeah, another name that I would throw out there is Graham Glasgow from the Lions. He played right guard last year. He's played center as well, so he has that positional versatility. He went to Michigan. He's about 6'6", like 310, 315. He's definitely a physical player. What stands out to me more than anything about him is his anchor. He's very firm in the pocket as far as, you know, keeping the pocket integrity and things like that. And you watch his film last year, he did that very well against a lot of really good competition. I mean, the NFC North, as you know, has excellent competition on the interior defensive line. So that's a guy, I think he's pretty underrated. Now, I think his ceiling is pretty clearly defined. You know, I don't know if he'll ever be an elite guy in any area, but he's a guy, I think, who is good in all areas and could be he's a quality starter in the league. You know, I after Tooney and Scherf, I look at him as being that third best guard in the free agent market. Another guy is Ronald Leary. You know, he's dealt with some injuries over the years, and he's a little bit older, but I still think he's like, I don't know, maybe 29 or 30. I could be wrong, but he gets after it in the run game, and he does a lot of good things there. So he's played on a lot of good offensive lines, obviously coming up through Dallas. So he's out there as well. That's a guy who stands out to me. But Glasgow, if you want to get a guy who's a little bit younger that you can kind of build around and, have for a little bit longer term, I think that Glasgow is a guy that I think you'd enjoy watching him. He's pretty fun to watch.
Brandon Thorne is a really highly respected analyst on the offensive line. You can follow him on Twitter, at Brandon Thorne, NFL. You can read him at Establish the Run at the Athletic Denver, at the Scout Academy. Brandon, we're going to have to run it. Glasgow actually checks a couple boxes for me. I'm a Michigan alum. He's also a Chicago area kid.
And,
yeah, that's a reason to keep an eye on him. Before we run here, because we do have to get away for a break, Brandon, a lot of conversation at the combine with these kids, with these tackles. It used to be that you were a left tackle or you were a right tackle and never the twain shall meet, and that the left tackle was the most important position. That has really changed a lot in the NFL these days. You got a lot of guys that are flipping from side to side and a lot of teams that are as concerned about the right side as they are at the left side. Has that become almost interchangeable, or is there still a clear delineation for you when you look at these guys?
I think the value is pretty equal. Now, if you look at NFL contracts on each side, the NFL doesn't think so yet, but it's trending that way. Left tackles are much more higher paid, just top to bottom. But I think that's gradually going to shift over and become a little more equal in that regard financially. But in terms of just on the field, purely from that perspective, I think it's pretty much even at this point, just because if you look, you know, like with you guys in Chicago, Khalil Mack, he's rushing over the right tackle, you know, at least half of the time, if not, you know, predominantly that's where he rushes from. So that's just one example. Von Miller, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, there's just a whole slew of elite level pass rushers that are coming off that right tackle. So it just makes sense that, you know, if you have a really good tackle and say he played right tackle in college, don't try to move him to the left unless, you know, maybe he has prior experience or whatever. I would just, you know, keep him on the right. That's why a guy like Tristan Wirfs, Jedrick Wills, these two guys, you know, they both played on the right side. So I don't think that that diminishes their value whatsoever to keep them over there. And there's more and more quality right tackles to match at this point. But one thing that I'll say that I think is interesting is just offensive tackles, talent-wise, just aren't really matching the level of talent on the edges as far as edge pass rushers. So if you can get a good one at either spot, I would just say not mess with it. Just put them in there, let them play where they're comfortable, and just coach them up and get them as good as they can be there, because there's a lot of value in that for sure. And I think we're just seeing that more and more with the way that the personnel is going on the defensive side of the ball.
Brandon, thank you so much for your time. We really do appreciate it. Again, guys, if you want some of the best information you're going to find on offensive line play, on NFL offensive linemen, college prospects, follow Brandon on Twitter, at Brandon Thorne NFL. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we got a special treat for you. When you're talking NFL, when you're talking golf, when you're talking Super Bowl, when you're talking CBA, we got it all for you. Robbie Gold is here at the Chicago Golf Show, and we have got Robbie visiting us in just a minute, so stay right where you are. We're back with Robbie on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In just a moment.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Gold will try this one from 38 yards. It'll be from the middle of the field. The 49ers looking for a win. Wisnowski to hold it. Kyle Nelson, the man, to snap it. Snap back, ball down, kick is on the way, and it is good. And the 49ers win. Robbie Gold with the game winner from 38 yards away, and the 49ers beat the Rams 34-31.
That highlight, courtesy of my bosses at Westwood One, where I get to be on the sidelines and watch some of the heroics of one Robbie Gold. This hour on The Score is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago, and this segment is being brought to you by the Grand Appliance and TV Company. Love your kitchen. again with new appliances from Grand Appliance and TV. Get extended President's Day sale pricing plus an additional 5% back on top appliance brands. Learn about these exclusive savings and more at grandappliance.com or a store near you. Robbie, there was a time when I didn't have to hold the computer up in front of my face.
You know, it's funny.
We weren't laughing at you all back here. We weren't.
I'm having the same issue. I got to go get readers. So 37 years old, it just, you know, it's what happens.
I hope he doesn't get mad at me. I did my first pregame show with Pat, your friend, Pat Manley. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my notes. And he went to speak first, Robbie. And I looked up and he had reader glasses on. And for like 3 minutes, everything I thought about was gone. I couldn't talk anymore.
You're shook. I get it.
It shook me up, man.
I wish these were just readers. These are the progressive trifocals because I got my first pair of glasses before you guys were born. But, Robbie, great to have you here. We visited just about 8 weeks ago, and it started out great. Unfortunately, the fourth quarter came along. I don't want to bring up any bad memories. Getting to a second Super Bowl, I have to believe, is a highlight of the career. And before we get into some of the stuff here at the golf show and whatever, you guys probably figured out if you're listening by now, Robbie Gould joining us, of course. Chicago Bears all-time leading scorer, now a star with the San Francisco 49ers, coming off a Super Bowl appearance. And I know that from where you were at the start of the fourth quarter to where you finished, probably a pretty frustrating experience.
It was obviously difficult for us. When you're leading by 10 with 6:25 left to go in the game, you know, you got to make plays down the stretch, and we had that opportunity to do it. We just didn't do that, and they did it, and that was really the outcome of the game. The sting of it, and Olin can probably attest to this, never truly goes away. You know, watching Super Bowls is not really the most enjoyable thing, but it's one of those things. If you use it the right way, you use it as motivation, you go back to work, and guys have 5 weeks already. They've already started their off-season training, right? So now you're behind a little bit, and that's why it's tough to go back. So it was hard. It'll always sting, but at the end of the day, you got to get ready for next year.
I remember, Robbie, as a young player, when you came in, we all knew how seriously you took the game, and just watching you. Our first guess was this guy's going to be successful. And first of all, congratulations on a great career. It's been fun watching you, man. Just to be as old as I am and still say, hey, I played with at least one guy left in the NFL. But I was wondering, and look, it's hard to stop Patrick Mahomes, but I was wondering the advice you maybe were giving young guys since you had been there with us in 2006. Maybe some advice you gave a young guy going through that week of just, look, this is how it's going to be. And whatever you may have told them, that kind of interested me, because sometimes I think about what if I could go again, what would I do differently? So I'm wondering what you thought that you should have done differently, because obviously you had a great playoffs.
Yeah, so the big part about it is, you go back to what your experience was first, and then I reached out to people, because our gap of the time I went to between the two appearances was 13 years. So, the game kind of changes, the hoopla has changed, and I think the big part about that was reaching out to people in New England that are all over the place now, that have played in five or six of these or have coached in those. And my advice to them was, listen, guys, yeah, it is a Super Bowl. You are going down there to win a Super Bowl, but more importantly, you're going down there to beat the Chiefs. And that's the most important thing. The media obligations, you're going to have to do the schedule a little differently than your routine. But that's the focus. The focus is beat the Chiefs, not get caught up in all the Super Bowl hype.
How do you focus on that week? You know what I mean? Like, what with all the media hype going on and all that kind of stuff, when you say your focus is beat the Chiefs, what does that mean in a physical sense?
Yeah,
you know what
so
I mean?
The big part about what we did is we installed our entire game plan the first week. So when we were going down there, we were refining it, because your normal week, you get down there on a Monday, you have off. You're watching film. You're going to, what you're going to do, prepare for the next game. Physically, you're in the weight room getting, your weight workouts in. You're going into the training room to get your rehab. And most of our guys were healthy. So when you get down there Monday, you go through what your walkthrough would be, because it's like a bye week. And then you go into this big now opening night ceremonies for media night, as opposed to the 1 hour we had in the stadium. So the big part of the mental part of that is anything that we were going to do, whether it was the long halftime, the pregames, we had already rehearsed those the previous week, so guys knew what they were going to do in those moments. And then just know that the game in pregame is going to be pretty exhausting mentally, because you're already focused on what you've done for 6 hours leading up to that. That you got to prepare yourself that it's going to be a long game and save some of that energy.
We've got Robbie Gold, Nolan Kreutz. Obviously, we're going to talk NFL football, and I'm going to get us back to that in a couple minutes. But, Robbie, we're here at the 37th Annual Chicago Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort. I know that you were out here last year. I know that you love the game, and I know that you've devoted a lot of your time to golf. But I think that also, as I understand it, some business interests and Ventlify. Tell us what Ventlify is.
Yeah, so Ventlify started 3 years ago. I was running two charity golf events. Olin was one of our guests at the celebrity outing out here in Chicago, and I was running it by Excel spreadsheets, Microsoft Word documents, email, getting back phone calls to people, but it'd be real late, and I was trying to find something that had websites, registration, credit card processing, and being able to market it and work on selling that a little bit better. And so Eventlify comes to life, and now we're doing crowdsourcing. We're doing other campaigns to help business to business and business to consumer, and it's been a lot of fun. So this weekend, it's our second time here. We're talking about the product, but more importantly, we're talking about the crowdsourcing part of this, and we're raising funds for Cal's Angels, which is a pediatric nonprofit here in St. Charles. And on June 11th, we're going to be having a Topgolf event to help raise them raise funds for their nonprofit as well.
Got to turn that on after I eat something. But, you know, the thing about Robbie's events, they're always the best events, first class, and always goes to a great charity. And what was the charity's name again, Robbie?
Cal's Angels. So Cal's Angels. If anybody out there wants to get involved, all you have to do is text GOLF to 59925. Anybody who donates, obviously we're going to try to pick one random winner and take them to Topgolf with five guests and have some fun. So, again, if you want to get involved and help, it's text GOLF, G-O-L-F, to 59925.
Awesome, man. And what does your offseason look like this year, Robbie? I know you got three young boys and you're out here in Chicago. You must really love them since you're going to be in the cold. Like, my family's got me stuck in the cold. So actually, when you told me that, that kind of eased some of my pain that you had to suffer with me a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it's unique. I've kind of done this reverse commute. My family have stayed here while I was in San Francisco playing the last couple years, and when I come back, I take them to school every day. I go work out. My middle son comes and works out with me.
Get used to it.
I know. It's crazy. And then I pick both kids up after school. But it's unique because, you know, I miss out on those 4 months. And you can attest to this, as you get older and you have kids and you're playing in the National Football League, it's finding that balance, right? Mm-hmm. So to make sure you get all the work you need, and you need a supportive wife, you need a supportive family. The unique part about going to the Super Bowl this year was, you know, obviously having my kids, right?
Right.
So you talk about what your off season is. My kids are still reminding me I lost the Super Bowl.
Oh, man.
Which is fine. But at the end of the day, it's playing basketball in the living room. It's taking them places to just enjoy the time that I hadn't had the last 4 months.
You know, Rob, it's interesting, Robbie, because I think fans don't understand. You guys just don't get to pick where you want to play, whether it's being drafted or dealing with free agency or transition tags or salary cap issues or whatever it may be. And obviously there has been a bit of a place-kicking odyssey here in Chicago ever since you left. We got to visit about this a little bit out in where the hell were we? South Florida for the Super Bowl.
Miami, yeah.
Forgot that one for a minute. But one of the things that you mentioned when we were talking is that this is still your home, whether you play for the Chicago Bears or not. And it really was interesting to me to hear you talk, you know, so finally, obviously, you know, the bulk of your career here, but also about having your family here and keeping them here. And I think that's something that Bears fans just don't understand sometimes. I suppose if it was up to you, maybe you'd be kicking for the Bears. That's not a choice you get to make. But my take was that you're still pretty clearly committed to Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, this is home, right? I mean, Olin can tell you it's one of the best sports cities to ever play sports in. I mean, my kids are being raised Cubs, Blackhawks, Bulls fans. I mean, these guys are entrenched in going to the games or watching on the ESPN app. My oldest son tells me every score every morning he wakes up, you know, about Chicago sports. But, you know, I think what's unique about the city is, yeah, the winters are brutal. The summers are great. But being able to be in a city with this type of atmosphere, I mean, you're going to have almost 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 people come through a golf show. You know, they've got the itch. You know, you have this feeling of they're talking about Blackhawks. They're talking about all the sports, the food. But more importantly, you know, I love the city. The fan base has been amazing. You know, I mean, Olin's played, you know, for a team or two, and after he left here, and it's just part of the business, like you said. You know, you don't get to pick, but you have to make decisions based on what you're given, right? And we'll always make those what best suits our family, but more importantly, what's best for our careers too.
You know, Robert, a question I have for anybody who plays on a team like you did, obviously being offensive lineman and watching the way, and I asked Robbie this question because when you play with specialists like a punter, a kicker, and a long snapper, there's not very many that you call a football player. Robbie's a football player.
I
know you pay
that.
Attention to what goes on your team. And I think what interests a lot of fans is the explanation in what makes the run game so efficient. What makes, when Kyle Shanahan installs the run, when you guys talk about running the ball in team meetings night before the game, what is it that to you that makes a difference from the other guys you've, the other offensive coaches you've heard talk about the run game?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with we're not just attacking a system, right? We're not worried about our system. We're worried about, hey, where are the deficiencies in their defense, right? And there was one moment when we played the Green Bay Packers that Kyle will come in and say, hey, we need to have X number of runs, and here's how we're going to run it. And that means that's going to open up the passing game. And we do an outside run game, zone scheme, and you know sometimes what ends up happening is you pick on a defensive end. Sometimes you have to pick on the interior defensive lineman, right, to get some of those to open up. So the big part about him is everything's connected, right? The runs are connected to the passes help open up the run. So if you go against a team that has a really good D-line, you're not running the football great, there's obviously end-arounds, there's screen plays, there's tosses. You know, there's things that you can do to open up the run game heavily. And I think the big thing for us is him as a play caller can keep us in any game and help us win any game.
Bottom half of the hour is brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats return to Wrigley Field on November 7th as they host Wisconsin. Guarantee a ticket to this matchup with the purchase of season tickets. Buy now at NUSports.com. Robbie, I know you got to get back to work over at Eventlify. We're going to let you go in just a moment. But one more thing I'm just curious about, and maybe Olin has an answer for this too. You know, Manley claims to be a great friend, but I don't have the first case of long snapper ale at my house. Have you gotten your case yet? That's a...
Not yet. No,
oh,
not yet.
A low blow.
But he's going to come out here this weekend, right?
No, I just plugged his beer. I mean, it's not that low.
Well, that long snapper beer is extremely good. I will say this. He gave me a 4-pack. But two were missing.
That sounds about right. Hey, Robbie, you get the head cover from Manly yet? You got to get one of those. I love those.
One more question for you before you go. How has your – it interests me. We've trained in the same places sometimes. I know you do some training at Chicago Sports Institute. How has your training changed as you've gotten older? What do you focus on more now later in your career?
Well, listen, when I go back to the young career, I was telling you earlier before we got on the show that, you know, if I didn't have guys like you, Urlacher, Garza, Rubin, Manley, Brad Maynard, you know, those guys are the guys who showed me the ropes of what it was like, hey, listen, you're going to be sore Monday, but you got to put in the work, right? So I'll never forget, we were out pushing the sled around the circle there at Chicago Sports Institute, and we were talking about kind of the regimen of what happens when you get older. And you're like, listen, I would love to golf. But the older you get, the harder you have to work, right? So it's about soft tissue. It's about working out. It's about flexibility. It's about conditioning. And it's funny because as older as I've gotten, my golf game has become less, right? So, you know, a lot of that routine is staying the same, but implementing better recovery habits, implementing better eating, better time commitment to being able to handle not only going picking up my kids, but, hey, when am I going to get my massage? When am I going to do the Normatec boots? What's the lift look like? How am I going to space those out throughout the week? So that I get the most out of those days.
All right, just so I don't steer our listeners wrong, are you here all weekend?
I'm here Friday, Saturday. And all then right. Sunday, I'm off to Disney with the kids for vacation.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Folks, Robbie Gold, Eventlify is the company. Find their booth here at the 37th Annual Chicago Golf Show presented by French Lick Resort. Robbie, really appreciate you stopping by. Enjoy Disney World. Best to the kids.
Yeah,
and,
thanks.
Hope that it all continues to go well for you out in San Francisco.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Good seeing you.
All right, that is Robbie Gold. We're going to take a very quick break here. When we get back, Olin and I take a few more phone calls, 312-644-6767, and we will be handing it off to Mack and Parkins right after that. So stay right where you are at 670 The Score. Welcome back, everybody. It's the Lawrence Holmes Show, but Lawrence is off today. Olin Kreutz is here. I'm Hub Arkish, and We're almost done already. I can't believe where the time flies by when you get to be at a great event like the 37th Annual Chicago Golf Show. It's presented by French Lick Resort. It runs through Sunday at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Come on out, guys. There's free golf, free lessons, great deals, awesome travel destinations, and much more. Over 300 vendors. Great place. If golf is your game, you got to be here this weekend at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. Oh, and we've just got a minute or two before we have to break again. You know, we talked a lot about the offensive line because I feel strongly that along with tight end, and sometimes tight end goes hand in hand, are the greatest needs of the Chicago Bears football team. They did clear up some cap space by releasing Prince Amukamara and Taylor Gabriel. It's an unfortunate reality of the game. We know how that goes. But at the end of the day, they still don't have enough cap space to be serious players for a quarterback and fill in all the other blanks they have to fill in. And that's why, to me, you know, whether it's the new coaches, whether it's the people they put around him, whether it's his own work ethic, Mr. Trubisky's going to continue to be the spotlight. But as we talked at the top of the show, he himself is not the answer to everything that is wrong with the Bears offense right now.
Yeah, and it's always interesting when you talk about, because everybody seems to want to build a football team hub where the football team is weak. And my argument always is sometimes if you take a look at the Bears last year or the Bears team, well, how do they actually win football games, right? With the defense they have, my argument would probably be you add one more guy outside, maybe like a Matthew Judon from the Baltimore Ravens, just a guy, just a name, a guy who can also rush the passer, and you strengthen your strength, and you make your defense like the 49ers D-line, and then you have to check the health of your football team, which was a big factor last year in the Bears losing, and then their turnover differential, right, which went from, I think they were third in the league to they weren't very good last year. So how do you actually – everybody always wants to improve where you're bad, but that, does that actually help you win football games? So if you get a good offensive lineman and you do improve your offense, well, do you go from 29th to 18th? And then does that help you get to the playoffs, right? So I think if you're a Ryan Pace and Coach Nagy, that's a question you have to ask yourself is, I know we have to improve our offense – but does this get us to the playoffs?
All righty, guys. We've got the Dan Twins coming up next. Mac and Parkins, we're going to visit with them in just a moment. One more quick break for us here at 670 The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.